Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Tim Barquette. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 24, verses 1 to 27. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and on the third day rise again." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary the mother of James and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home, marveling at what had happened. That very day, two of them were going to a village named Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking with each other about these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing together, Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing them. And he said to them, "What is this conversation that you are holding with each other as you walk?" And they stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, named Clopas, answered him, "Are you the only visitor to Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" And he said to them, "What things?" And they said to him, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, a man who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things happened. Moreover, some of our women of our company amazed us. They were at the tomb early in the morning, and when they did not find his body, they came back saying that they had even seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Grace to you and peace." In Luke 24, we do not get a carefully constructed theology of the resurrection. The physician-turned-evangelist does not work out all the implications of Easter for our life and faith. He does not offer a logical argument for why we should believe Jesus rose physically from the dead. Instead, he simply describes what happened. As I read Luke's orderly account, I find myself identifying with the first witnesses to the resurrection. Luke tells us about the women who came to finish the burial process. In verses 2 to 3, he describes what they found and what they did not find. They did not find what they were looking for. They were looking for the body of Jesus. That is why they brought the spices. That is why they got there early. They assumed they would find a dead man that morning. But they found something else. They found the stone had been rolled away. They found the body of Jesus was no longer there. They found messengers in dazzling white to remind them of what Jesus had promised. We could summarize it like this. They did not find what they were looking for, but what they found changed everything. For them, for Peter and Clopas, and for every other unnamed disciple of the risen Savior. Ours is a searching culture. We're constantly looking to find something, someone. We long to find guidance or support or fulfillment. We hope to find something significant, something deeper, answers to questions, answers to prayers, something to stop the pain, something to hold on to. We're seeking to find a distraction or some relief or a little help to make it through the day. The miraculous machines in our pockets that we still call phones, even though that seems to be a secondary function at this point, give us the ability to search for almost anything. But the band U2 nailed it way back in the late 80s when they said, "I still haven't found what I'm looking for." We feel that way sometimes. The women that morning did not find what they were looking for, and neither had the disciples on the road to Emmaus. As it turns out, they were looking for the wrong thing. And therein lies the good news. They were looking for a dead body, and they found out death was no longer the last word. They were looking for answers to their questions, and they found out Jesus' promises could be trusted despite their questions. They were looking for the purpose of all the tragedy and pain, and they found out God had been at work, even when everything seemed to suggest otherwise, even when he seemed to be absent. Simply put, what they found out early on Easter morning changed everything. So with this text, we find what the women found that morning at the tomb as well. We discover the end of death's reign and that the promise of forgiveness and life and salvation in Christ are completely true in him. In fact, we understand that every promise of God will be completely fulfilled when the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, our resurrected and victorious Jesus, returns for you. And in the meantime, our God is still at work. Even in your life, even when it may not feel like it, even when everything you see and experience suggests to you otherwise. Because a risen Jesus changes everything for first century disciples and for us as well. May you live in that hope and peace today and every day. Amen. We pray. Merciful Lord, through the angels you called the women at the tomb to remember that the Christ must be delivered into the hands of the sinful and be crucified on the third day and be raised from the dead. Help us to remember that it is only through suffering that we enter into glory, and that in our sufferings we participate in the sufferings of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.